Man, a lot of Aries out there, myself included, and my Sophie, who will be 21 this Friday. Is Friday the, let me just look. Where am I? That's a question I ask myself every day. Where am I? Friday is the 19th, yeah, so that's Friday, Sophie's birthday. Mine is the day before. You recall, I turned 50, and then she was born the next day, so she'll be 21 Friday, and Thursday I'll still be 50. Michael Bouchard, Sheriff Bouchard, birthday, Judge Fred Mester. There's so many. Who am I missing? All these Aries. There's a lot of them. So if it's your birthday in April, happy birthday to you. Did you know you celebrate it with the Mustang? April 17th is the Mustang's 60th birthday, if you will. And we're celebrating that with Ted Ryan, archives and historian brand manager at Ford Motor Company, as the Mustang is turning 60. Ted, nice to have you on board.
Thanks. It's nice to be on board. I'm another Aries as well. April 18th is my birthday.
The same as mine, April 18th. Yeah. Good for you. Who
there
knew?
We go. I turned 60 one day after the Mustang. The Mustang turned 60 on April the 17th, and it was introduced in 1964 at the New York World's Fair to what I must say was an adoring public, and it created kind of a Mustang mania where everybody had to have their Mustang, and it was quite the coming out celebration.
Well, let me tell you, I suspect you've probably had a few Mustangs in your day, but I have to tell you it was a long time ago. Bill Ford told me to express how important and how beloved the Mustang was. The Mustang actually had Mustang clubs in countries where they couldn't even get the Mustang.
100% true. And we have been celebrating the 60th anniversary, and our global team has been calling for Mustang clubs to come together for a birthday party. And so over the weekend in Argentina, there were more than 1,000 people. In Brazil, more than 800 people. In Germany and England, more than 1,200 people.
Wow.
Even in Australia, where it wasn't sold for many years, they had an event and they had over 500 Mustangs. And this Wednesday in Charlotte, we're expecting about 1,000 Mustang owners. And Sunday in Los Angeles at the Fabulous Fords are expecting over 2,000 Mustangs. So it's a car that evokes a passion in people. And there aren't too many vehicles that do that. And it's so exciting to have the Mustang under our care. And frankly, as a historian of Ford, I get to tell its story over and over.
Well, good for you. A great story for sure that started at the New York World's Fair, if I'm not mistaken. Did you say that?
I did, yeah, the New York World's Fair and an exhibit. It's even cooler than that, because with Ford, it always is. And an exhibit that was designed by Walt Disney World. The Ford ride was designed by Disney's Imagineers. We had some great correspondence back and forth between Ford and Disney. And there were 144 cars, and you would get in a car, and you would go through a ride, just like you're going through It's a Small World or something, and there were Pirates of the Caribbean and Disney World. But you would get them, and on the night of the 16th, they switched out 24 of those and converted them, and they put Mustangs in. So instead of the Falcons and the Galaxies, you know, 24 were changed over for Mustangs, and they were incredibly popular from the very beginning.
We've talked before about the Ford Mustang appearing in something like over 5,000 films and television shows. Certainly one of the most iconic cars in Hollywood history, from that Steve McQueen famous chase in Bullet. It was Mustangs in the Transformers. Mustangs have left a lasting impression on audiences worldwide. And now, with these enthusiasts in clubs and this global fan base in over 50 countries, the one thing that it makes it difficult to do is for you guys to make any decisions with a vast change in the Mustang. And you did that with the Mach-E. That was probably a scary moment, but it turned out just great.
It turned out, I have actually got a Mach-E in my driveway, and it's a performance car. It's a zippy car at the same time. But yes, you're right. And that did cause gnashing of teeth and consternation. But conversely, our chairman, Jim Farley, said recently, I think like 2 weeks ago, that as long the Mustang will always be available with a V8 option. And so, yes, we're making the Mach-E, but we're also making the Dark Horse with its V8 power and the GTD with its insane horsepower. And we're racing it in the GT3. It's going to return to Le Mans. Ford is going to return to Le Mans again, but this time we're going to do it in a Mustang. So it is our flagship performance vehicle. But it's also a vehicle that can appeal to everybody. Its initial price, Paul, was $2,368 FOB Detroit. I had to Google what FOB Detroit meant. It meant basically the shipping cost. But that was about $20,000. Well, you can get an entry-level Mustang today for not much more than that. I think, believe it starts right around $30,000 for one of the V4 EcoBoosts. But I drove a V4 EcoBoost, and believe me, it had plenty of power. It had enough power. I wouldn't let my teenage boys drive it. So you can get a Mustang variant for whatever type of car you're looking for.
Well, I have to tell you, Ted Ryan, you burst with enthusiasm and pride, and well, you should, and all of the hardworking men and women of Ford Motor Company, because it is one of the very few iconic American-made cars out there that continues to live up to all of the expectations and, frankly, go over expectations for people. Certainly, I have friends who have the electric Mustang, the Mach-E, and they love it. And so, you know, I'm always going to lean toward the gasoline engine because call me old-fashioned, but I love that Jim Farley says we're going to keep that V8 option available forever. And that's a nice promise. And I congratulate you, Jim Farley, Bill Ford, and again, all those hardworking men and women at Ford Motor Company. Tell me the very latest again, Ted Ryan, on parties that Ford people should make their way to.
Well, if you're in Charlotte on Wednesday, head over to the Charlotte Motor Speedway. You'll need to register in advance, but there will be a huge celebration there. We're not doing much in the Dearborn area, but I will have to say, hardworking men and women, we built an exhibit at the Flat Rock plant where the Mustangs are assembled 2 weeks ago, and it was so exciting to bring a Mustang exhibit to the men and women who actually are building our cars. And then yesterday in Windsor, we had an exhibit for the engine plant where the Mustang engines are manufactured. So in our archives, we're trying to support the people that are building these cars. And the last big event is in L.A. So hop a plane, go to L.A., and go to Fabulous Fords, where we expect more than 2,000 Mustangs to be part of the big array of 10,000 Fords that are gathering on
Wow.
Sunday, February, or I'm sorry, April 21st.
Thanks for sharing all of this and an advanced birthday wish to you on April 18th.
Same to you. I've never met somebody who had the shared my birthday. The midnight ride of Paul Revere was the only famous thing that I could come up with typically. So
And
we'll have
if
to
you're
stick together.
searching for something to give me, I'd say a white GTD Mustang or the Dark Horse, either one, would be
I'll put you on the list.
Would be so fabulous. And I would say, no. Yes. Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
Ted Ryan, archives, historian, brand manager, Ford, lots to celebrate as the Mustang turns 60. We continue in Focus on WJR.